When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Music! In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Wow, several of my favorite things are in that song. Tony Bennett, of course, with a wonderful version of My Favorite Things. And I don't know how that became a holiday song, but, you know, I'll take it. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And guess what, folks? This is now our second annual holiday show on Broadway to Main Street. And I don't have the Red Sox, and I don't have Mandy Patinkin like some other radio show hosts do, but I'm thrilled that I have Anne Harada, who is currently lighting up the Broadway theater in Rodgers plus Hammerstein's Cinderella. So welcome to Broadway to Main Street, Anne.
Thank you very much.
We're thrilled to have you. I've known Anne. What is that line in Bells Are Ringing? Long before I knew you.
Yes.
I knew you. I had the privilege of seeing Anne knock 'em dead in Candide back at Brown University at 1900.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I've just been thrilled watching her in Avenue Q, 9 to 5, Cinderella, and she's going to join me for to put some baubles in the holiday stocking.
How kind of you. We actually have a theory over at Rodgers and Hammerstein about why My Favorite Things has become a Christmas
song. Oh, I would love to know what it is.
snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, and sleigh bells.
And you know there is no schnitzel with noodles in Austria. They never serve it.
I was going to say, I've never had schnitzel with noodles.
Well, don't go to Austria because they won't serve it to you.
Well, okay, fine then.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, and then there's those brown paper packages tied up with strings. We sort of think that's the whole thing right there.
But I'll take it. It's sort of jaunty.
And it's very jaunty.
And of course, did you go to the dress rehearsal of the live Sound of Music?
No, I'm not that special.
I thought you walked through the set or you went.
I wish I had. Oh. I've heard plenty of stories about it,
of course. Did you get to see it?
Of course, I saw it on the TV.
But you taped it.
Yes, I did.
Because you were doing my own Rodgers and Hammerstein show,
yes.
Good for you.
But I ran right home and started it after.
Aren't you great? I haven't seen it yet. That's on the list for Christmas week. They're rebroadcasting it, actually. It was so successful.
And then ABC is also broadcasting the Sound of Music movie.
Oh.
It's going to be a lot of Maria.
Everybody's favorite thing. Well, let's look at so many of the great Christmas songs, I guess. Why not appropriate my favorite things? Actually originated on the Broadway stage. We tend to forget that. Here's two in a row. The first is Toyland from Babes in Toyland, sung by the one and only Joe Stafford. And then a great song from a musical version of Miracle on 34th Street called Here's Love.
Striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea. Snow clouds hang low and threatening, maybe it won't, praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. There'll be walk-around songs and talk-around songs, songs of the inn and stable. There'll be morning time songs and evening time songs, and grace at every table. Jingle bells will jingle all the way, all day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Popcorn for you, apples for me.
There's a
red striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea. Snow clouds and rain threatening, may it won't, claim it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day, waiting for Christmas Day.
Great song from a not-so-great musical. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm joined by Broadway's stepsister from Cinderella, Anne Harada. And you just mentioned you were in Here's Love, a staged version of
it? Yes, we did a stage reading of it for the Lark Theatre Company many, many years ago. Debbie Gravett was Maureen O'Hara's part.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe Mary Testa was the judge.
Can't go wrong with Mary
Testa.
No,
you cannot go with Mary Testa.
You drop Mary
anything.
Testa down and you're in a good place.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we had a good time doing it. It's not a very good show.
No, and you can only really do it around Christmas anyway. I wouldn't
right.
want to see it in August. Let's turn to you, though, Anne. You are knocking them dead in Rogers plus Hammerstein Cinderella.
I wish you would stop doing that.
Sorry.
It's so humiliating.
Well, it's what they do.
I know, and I have no idea why. It makes me feel like it's Romeo plus Juliet.
Well, you plus everyone else in the show make for a fabulous evening.
Thank you.
Why don't you talk a little about how the stepsisters lament became
yes,
the stepsisters
sister apostrophe
lament.
S and lament. Well, it's because in this new version of the show, Douglas Carter Bean, of course, received the approval of the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization to rewrite the book completely from scratch. And so in his version, one of the stepsisters really is not so bad. She's actually quite sweet. And she falls in love with this other character who's sort of a rebel. And so by the time we get to the ball, she is not that interested in the prince. Doesn't really care. And so when we first did a reading of it, the first version of it, we did have a version where the two of us sang Stepsisters Lament as written mm-hmm. together. And people were like, that doesn't really make sense. She's not interested in the prince. So in the next version, which was a dance lab that happened in the spring, they called me up and said, like, what if it was your song with the women of the palace? And I said, sounds great to me.
Well, we always like the uglier sister, not the meaner
stepsister
better anyway, don't
we? Well, I think we do.
I certainly do.
But then I realized it could be sort of like in the Western People funny slot of the Rodgers. And, you know, in every Rodgers and Hammerstein show, and indeed in most musicals, Act Two always opens with an up-tempo song that doesn't have that much to do with the plot, but gets the audience back into the spirit of the show.
And let's hear your version of that from the recent cast recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a solid girl like me? She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm, and with very little trouble, I could break her little arm. Ow! Ow! Why would a fellow want a girl like her, so obviously unusual? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a usual girl like me?
Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink,
but not any pinker than a rose is.
Her skin may be delicate and soft,
but not any softer than a dove is.
Her neck is no whiter than a swan's.
She's as a daisy, she's only as graceful as a bird. So why is the fellow going crazy?
Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her, a girl who's merely lovely? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a girl who's merely me? What's the matter with the man? What's the matter with the man? What's the matter with the man?
Yes, he's witty, pretty shade of pink.
What's the matter with a man?
But not any pinker than a rose is. Her skin may be delicate and soft.
What's the matter with a man?
But not any softer than a doe's is. Her neck is no whiter than a swan's. She's only as dainty as a daisy. She's only as graceful as a bird.
That's our very own guest today on Broadway to Main Street on our holiday show, Anne Harada from Cinderella. Now, we like to always play theater music or theater-oriented music, and our next cut is the first time I've ever played anything from Radio City Music Hall. And tell us why we're playing this, Anne.
Well, it's because this particular segment is the Rockettes singing while they dance in the Radio City Music Hall spectacular. And I am indeed one of the voices of the Rockettes. In fact, a lot of people don't know is that, of course, it's all pre-taped and they lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this, six girls were hired to repeat six times because there are 36 Rockettes.
Wow.
This arrangement. And every time we sang it, they said to us, don't sing it very well. Pretend you are dancing. So breathe in all the wrong spots. Your diction can be sloppy. You know, don't sweat it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to sound like a bunch of Rockettes singing.
You guys mixed it brilliantly. So here is the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. How many times are we hearing you? Six times, Dub Dub?
Six times.
Wow. Six, count them, six. Anne Harada, jingling from Radio City Christmas Spectacular 2000.
Thank you.
many times, many ways. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
Hilarious arrangement.
I think they stole those last three notes from Julie Stein from the Overture to Gypsy. That was the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. We're here with our spectacular guest, Ann Harada, for our holiday show. And now we're going to segue to two songs I love, which I'm more than happy to appropriate for Christmas. Sammy Davis and Carmen McRae, Desert Island Disc, Boy Meets Girl, singing a Frank Lesser classic. And then we'll segue into a nice little forgotten small number from Promises, Promises.
Nice. Now we're inside. Did you have a good time tonight, Carmen?
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Sam.
Well, good. Well, I figured it'd be so much nicer here than outdoors, you know, where the fireplace is going. It's nice, it's cozy, it's warm and nice.
Yeah, I really can't stay.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
but
think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's
no
in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I swell. Ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Oh, baby, no, to hold out.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside.
Now that's nicer, isn't it? We got the magazines all put away. We're all comfy and warm and, well, Carmen, now?
I simply must
but
go.
But maybe it's cold outside.
The answer is no, Sam.
But maybe it's cold outside.
The welcome has
oh,
been.
Oh, lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look. Out that window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at
like
the door.
Like waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But maybe you'll freeze out there.
Sam, lend me your comb.
But up to your knees out there.
You've really been
grand. I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold.
A lovely and appropriately melancholy Christmas Day theme by Bacharach and David from Promises, Promises. Bacharach and David making a resurgent appearance down at New York Theatre Workshop. We'll cover that in the new year. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And on our holiday show today, we are blessed with Anne Harada, who's currently knocking 'em dead over at Cinderella. And Anne and I both attended the same college, Brown University, although not at the same time, although I saw her at Brown. And I remember hearing our next song when I went down on Christmas break in 1978 to see the Smothers Brothers in I Love My Wife. Well, did you come down from Brown to see? Where were you from originally?
I'm from Hawaii. I'm from Honolulu.
Wow. What was your first Broadway show then?
It was Pippin.
Wow.
1976, starring Michael Rupert.
Wow.
I will never get over it.
Oh, good for you. Well, here's not the Smothers Brothers. Here's Jim Naughton and Joanna Gleason singing Lovers on Christmas Eve from I Love My Wife.
I'm a softy, I guess, sentimental, oh yes, but I honestly do believe there's no kick to compare with the thrill that you share being lovers on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus turns me on, one ho ho, and I'm gone, go on, say it. I'm too naive, but who cares and so what? Just as long as I've got my sweet lover on Christmas Eve. Easter's sweet, so is Lent, when it's spent in your arms. And Labor Day and Arbor Day, they both have their charms, but they pale, I'm afraid. And I'll put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve.
Jingle bells leave me cold, for Saint Nick I'm too old. Red-nosed reindeer, that's make-believe. Old Scrooge, he's my boy, still in all I enjoy being lovers on Christmas Eve. Fuses blow, trees collapse, candy canes crack my caps, and when I get those bills I grieve. But come snow or come slush, this old heart turns to mush when we're lovers on Christmas Eve. Flag Day's fine, May Day's keen, Halloween is a gem. And though they say Columbus Day's the creme de la creme, to my mind they're a bust, and are put in the dust by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve.
April 1 is such fun, and Palm Sunday.
And heaven knows that Hanukkah is happy, oh boy.
But they pale, I'm afraid, and are put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and married and lovers on Christmas Eve.
A lovely, somewhat forgotten number, unfortunately, from I Love My Wife, music by Cy Coleman. I'm here with my guest today on my holiday show, Anne Harada. And Anne, I had the privilege of seeing you in 9 to 5, the musical written by Dolly Parton, and she's going to sing our next song. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dolly? Hello, Dolly.
Hello. She's pretty much the sweetest person you'd ever want to meet. It's exactly like being with a live Barbie doll. She has the teeniest little feet, and she always wears very high heels. And so, you know, she's so petite, obviously, except for her enormous cleavage. So she literally, like, teeters, you know, like she walks like Carol Burnett. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you mean. Carol Burnett playing Dolly Parton.
Carol Burnett, like, when she's the secretary, she walks just like that. But she is so lovely and sweet. She would make us fudge in her microwave and bring it into the theater. And she would stand off stage and give us all a high five as we would come off from our bows.
And then you say when the scenery got stuck or something, she would come out?
Yes, when the scenery got stuck all the time, especially in Los Angeles where we started the show. If she was backstage, she would be like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to go out there. And she would come on out. And, of course, the crowd would go insane. And the band would start up 9 to 5, and she would just sing the title tune, her version of it.
They must have loved that.
They loved it.
That must have been a tough act to follow,
though. Oh, my God, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and if things got really bad, she'd haul out, I Will Always Love You. I mean.
That's funny. Well, we're going to haul out a great Christmas song sung by Dolly Parton. It's from the musical The Best Little Brothel in Texas. That's for family audiences. Hard Candy Christmas, sung by the one and only Dolly Parton.
was standing in the bedroom when it suddenly came clear that at last I don't remember that at one time you were here. All that stuff that used to haunt me, like your robe behind the door, for the first time I don't notice that it's not here anymore. And I don't remember summer, I do not remember fall, so it's possible December never happened after all. Did we trim the tree together? I can't get the image through, 'cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. Later on, to my astonishment, I did not feel a tug when I walked into the living room and saw the sheepskin rug. All those pesky little echoes, they're all gone without a trace. It was good to know I could grow unaccustomed to your face. 'Cause I don't remember Easter or the rainy day we met. Did we really have some good times? Come on, tell me, I forget. Did I think that you were springtime? It's all vanished in the blue. 'Cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. If he wants to leave you, well, let him, says a practical voice in my head. Any sensible girl would forget him, forget him, forget him. So Thanksgiving never happened, Bermuda is a blur, and I'm not the type to waste time over things that never were. Were you really my obsession till our ship of pleasure sank? No, I guess I must have dreamt you, 'cause the whole year is a blank. And I don't remember crying, and I can't recall your touch, 'cause I'd never be so stupid as to open up so much. Did I really say I need you? No, the words just don't ring true. 'Cause I don't remember talking, and I don't remember laughing. I don't remember wanting, and I don't remember needing. I do not remember April, I do not remember Tuesday, and I don't remember Christmas, and I don't remember you.
That was Karen Akers singing a great Maltby Shire song, reminding us that Christmas isn't necessarily happy for everyone. Well, among my favorite Christmas songs, one comes not quite from Broadway, but at least from the keyboard of Julie Stein. It is a wonderful rendition by Frank Sinatra of The Christmas Waltz, so I hope you enjoy it.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, may your
frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song wishes you and yours the same thing too. Song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours everyone.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
Merry Christmas.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
That was the one and only Tom Lehrer singing a song quite late in his career when he was actually in Santa Cruz, but he says it's Santa Monica. Anyway, that song is for my people, and that means people who love Tom Lehrer, of course. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm so thrilled on my holiday show this Christmas. My guest is Ann Harada, who brought some of her own favorite Christmas songs. And you mentioned that the next song is, quote, your Christmas song, unquote.
Yes. Well, if you've ever seen Avenue Q, you know that at some point Christmas Eve kind of switches from her regular pinchy singing voice to sort of hearkening back to Judy Garland. And when I do my annual benefit for Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, and I play Christmas Eve, we always sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I do that flip again in my voice where I start as Christmas Eve and I sort of switch over to Judy.
And you just did the benefit last week?
I did it, yeah, December 2 this year. And it's always a thrill. You get, you know, I try to collect as many leading men as I can talk into doing it and then sing duets that either they've made famous or that are just iconic duets. Poke fun at them and yet kind of, you know, pay homage to them as well. And it's always hilarious and great. But this particular song, I think, is so specific to my version of what Christmas means to me because – and I was just explaining this to my husband. I think it's all about loss.
Yeah, you know, because you're about to move.
Yeah, and you know, and poor Margaret O'Brien is beside herself, and you know, and Judy's saying like, we're going to make it's going to be okay. What we've known. This Christmas is not going to be what we've known in the past, and every year there is going to be change. Things cannot stay the same. The center cannot hold, but. You know, there will be always be Christmas and we will always have each other. And that's very special.
And we'll always have this rendition of Judy singing it from the soundtrack of Meet Me in St. Louis, Ann Harada's particular Christmas Eve song.
Mm-hmm.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. The fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
A holiday classic by Judy Garland to remind us that there is cheer and a little bit of melancholy always when Christmas comes along. I'm here with Ann Harada on our holiday show, and Ann, of course, convinced me to play a great song from She Loves Me. It's actually, right now, it's 13 days to Christmas, and tell us why you wanted to pick this particular song.
Because She Loves Me, I think, is the most perfect musical ever written. I just think it is so beautiful, and, you know, it's obviously a plot that has existed in many incarnations over the years. But it's just something that I just feel like it's just a perfect, beautiful little jewel of a show. It's my favorite.
A jeweled music box of a show. So let's hear a song towards the end of She Loves Me from the original Broadway cast.
Plenty of time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who shop in time, plenty of time. These are the people with time to spare who shop at their convenience. 12 days to Christmas, 12 days to Christmas. Look at the way they do their Christmas shopping. They go shopping and still remain calm and sedate. These are the people we envy and the people that we hate. And they had their names printed on their cards
in June.
Thank you, thank you. We'll call again, we'll call again. Thank you.
Christmas, still enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who shop in time, still enough time. Sensible people who organize the time at their disposal. 9 days to Christmas, 9 days to Christmas, still enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who plan their days wisely and well. These are the people who shop in time and they can go to hell. And they mail their packages out in time
in August.
Thank you, thank you. We'll call again, we'll call again. Thank you.
These are the people who shop in time, just in time, barely in time. These are the people who calculate with clinical precision. 4 days to Christmas, 4 days to Christmas. These are the folks who never waste a second. Full of a chilly efficiency, loaded with gall. Never too early and never late, and they're the worst of all.
And their cards arrive on the 24th.
24th?
Thank you, we'll call again, thank you.
1 day to Christmas, 1 day to Christmas. Not enough time to do our Christmas shopping. We're not the shop who peeped in time. We're not the sheep who popped in time. We're not the people who shopped in time, not enough time. We are the people who always wait until it's much too late. Oh, 1 day to Christmas, 1 day to Christmas. How we ever do our Christmas shopping? Why do we ever delay so long? Who can recall? Some of the family may not get a Christmas gift at all.
Thank you, we'll call again, thank you.
Well, we're winding our way down to Christmas here on our holiday show, and Ann Harada, our special guest today, has picked one final number, one that moved me greatly as well. Ann, why don't you tell us what it is?
This is Christmas Carol from the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby. And I feel we always associate Dickens with Christmas. And in this final scene, Nicholas picks up this starving child and presents him to the audience as if to say, like, this is why we're here, to help other people and to love one another at this time of year. And it's very moving when the company joins in together.
A great sentiment, and thank you for joining us on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing.